This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Thousands of people gathered for a vigil late Saturday for the victims of a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue earlier in the day. That was here in the U.S. More now from AP's Ben Thomas.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance Monday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says 56-year-old Cesar Sayek, a man with a long criminal record, faces 5 charges in connection with the week-long mail bomb plot.
These charges may change or expand as the investigation proceeds. This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
The crude pipe bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. Iran's parliament has approved 4 new ministers, all endorsed by President Hassan Rouhani, who urged them to help resist and fight the U.S. as it reinstates sanctions against Tehran. The U.S. has steadily restored sanctions on Iran following President Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear accord. This is VOA News.